We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
There has been a surge of gun violence across the city, and some have noted that this coincided with the disbanding of the NYPD's anti-crime unit. WCBS reporter Mac Rosenberg heard from Mayor de Blasio today about this. So, Mac, it's been 1 month since the anti-crime unit was taken away. How has violent crime been since then?
Well, not good, Linda. It disbanded June 15th, and in the last 28 days, shooting incidents are up 165% in the city. The number of victims of shootings is up 204%. And really, especially the last two weekends have been not good. 73 total shootings, more than a dozen people killed, ending in the murder of a one-year-old boy at a cookout in a Brooklyn park in Bed-Stuy last night.
What did the mayor have to say about the anti-crime unit as it related to the recent surge?
So this was a unit that employed 600 plainclothes officers. They were mainly responsible for taking felons and illegal firearms off the streets. Now, the mayor says he does not regret the decision to disband the unit. He talked at length today about the strategy of Police Commissioner Dermot Shea, who the mayor called an architect of neighborhood policing. And he said that Shea came to the conclusion that the work of the anti-crime unit could be done in a different and better way, using modern technology while still being able to utilize the skills of police officers in a way that can get guns off the streets, he says, that without disrupting the relationship between police and community. And that was the big point from the mayor today, this bond, he says, of community and police. He blames the coronavirus largely for upending what he calls overwhelming success in that mission.
The mayor was asked today, too, about a suspected NYPD slowdown. Does the mayor think there's been a slowdown?
Yeah, he does not. And he echoed the same thought, which came last week from Terrence Monahan, chief of department, even all the while acknowledging how bad these last two weekends have been. The mayor says that it's a perfect storm moment, meaning the pandemic having to do with a lot of it as well. He says we have a lot of work to do, but he says that he sees officers out there doing that work.
WCBS reporter Mac Rosenberg with the latest from Mayor de Blasio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.